Streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President Harris is responding after former President Donald Trump's remarks at a black journalist convention, where he said his likely Democratic opponent didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black.
The American people deserve a leader who tells the truth, a leader who does not respond with hostility and anger when confronted with the facts.
Correspondent Nicole Killian has more from Chicago.
The former president was also jeered for repeating controversial comments about black jobs and claiming that he's the best president for African Americans since Abraham Lincoln. The vice president is in talks to address NABJ in September.
Last night, Mr. Trump headlined his first event in Pennsylvania since an attempt on his life July 13th. He spoke to supporters in Harrisburg.
By all accounts, I should not be with you today. I shouldn't be with you, but I am.
Survivors are weighing in on a plea deal that spares three 9/11 defendants the death penalty in exchange for life in prison. Among them, the plot's alleged mastermind, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Alice Yu was working on the 71st floor of the World Trade Center South Tower when a plane hit the complex.
I'm thankful that they pled guilty. I mean, it's been so many years now. But I don't know what's the best punishment.
A funeral procession in Iran for a top Hamas leader. Ayatollah Khamenei prayed over the body of Ismail Haniyeh, who was killed in a precision airstrike this week. The supreme leader is promising revenge. The BBC's Khazra Naji.
It seems from what I hear here and there that Iran will try to come up with a very strong response to Israel so that it will deter Israel from future actions like this.
Israel has not claimed responsibility. Two U.S. airlines have suspended some service into the Middle East. CBS's Matt Piper.
Delta and United Airlines are canceling flights to Israel amid escalating tensions. United began canceling its Tel Aviv flight from Newark just hours before it was set to take off Wednesday. United had resumed direct flights between the U.S. and Tel Aviv in June, following a decision last year to suspend them in the wake of the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel.
The Kremlin is declining comment on reports Russia and the West could be gearing up for their biggest prisoner exchange since the Cold War. Yesterday, his attorney said former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan was among inmates who'd been unexpectedly moved over the past few days. Whelan's been held since 2018. S&P futures are up 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The search continues for the 85-year-old woman from Waterford. Yesterday, an updated image of Karen Wandry was posted online. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a large-scale search operation underway. It includes aircraft, drones, and volunteers on horseback. People in Waterford and that vicinity are being asked to check outbuildings and to review private cameras for any sightings. Wandry is known to have walked long distances in the past, has no significant medical issues, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. A road rage incident involving a gun led to the arrest of a Racine man yesterday. Mount Pleasant police say they were called to Washington Avenue in Emmertson at around noon yesterday, following reports of a road rage incident involving a handgun. A statement says officers conducted a high-risk traffic stop arresting 20-year-old Isaac Rangel. Two guns were found and recommended charges include disorderly conduct while armed and possession of marijuana. With Representative Todd Onstett stepping down after more than a decade, two Democratic candidates are vying for the 65th Assembly District. Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood are on the ballot for the August 13th primary. Onstett has thrown his support behind DeSmit, a small business owner and former educator. Flood, a community organizer, is campaigning on a platform against insider politics. The district will see the primary winner go up against Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November 5th general election. And the Wisconsin State Fair opens its gates today. It runs until August 11th. This marks the 173rd edition of the fair. Tonight on the grandstand is comedian Gabriel Iglesias. Also performing during the fair is TLC, Brothers Osborne, and comedian Charlie Behrens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
another loss at home for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored two runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee, still holding on to a five-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs opening some eyes, beating veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickell entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I got coffee with a friend recently, and she told me that she's trying to be a better person. I was like, oh, that's nice. What do you have been doing? She goes, well, I'm taking less selfies.
Oh, take it easy, Mother Teresa. Save some of the Lord's work for the rest of us.
Everyone says we're so self-absorbed now with our selfies, but I think we were way worse before then, because at one point we were all in school and we all had school picture day, and then we ordered physical copies of photos of ourselves and gave them to people. Like narcissistic sociopaths. Can you imagine doing that now as an adult? Just going up to a coworker unprompted, like, I signed it.
One of the greatest rock and roll movies of all time, A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles. I'm Don Rosen, 610 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Funny what you remember. When A Hard Day's Night came out, my dad said, let's go see it at the drive-in. It just came out. And, you know, people, you know, the drive-in movie theater, you know, people just drove up to it. This time, the traffic to get into the Massapequa drive-in was down Sunrise Highway, where I lived. It was all the way down. And my father, I can't believe he did this. He got online with his car, and we got in to the drive-in to see A Hard Day's Night. I can remember what the previews were that day. It was a movie called For Those Who Think Young. I remember that was the coming attractions preview. And I remember what the second feature was. Six Black Horses with Audie Murphy. That's when they used to stick old Westerns in there. So we saw the Beatles, and everybody left after that, except us. We waited to see Six Black Horses with Audie Murphy. But yeah, when we saw everybody wanted to see the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, and the lines were everywhere to go see that movie. And then every other British group kind of copied that. You had the Dave Clark Five with Having a Wild Weekend. You had Jerry and the Pacemakers with the movie Ferry Across the Mersey. And you even had Freddie and the Dreamers make a movie. I don't know what happened to that one. I've never seen that one. Having a Wild Weekend is usually on Turner Classic Movies every year. They show it. Ferry Across the Mersey, I don't know. They were all released through United Artists, all these films, except the Freddie and the Dreamers one. Oh, Herman's Hermits made two movies for MGM. One was called Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. The other one was called Hold On, and they are on Turner Classic Movies from time to time. They were just on recently. All right, 6:11. Good morning. I left with my childhood memories as I lay down on the couch and talked to a psychiatrist about it. All right, cloudy today. I'm sorry, cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 84. Right now, it's mostly sunny. There's some clouds up in the sky. 73 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's a classic. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh,
sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey, coming up a little later on this morning at the 7 o'clock hour, we've got the folks from the Racine Concert Band here. A special Rooted in Racine concert coming up this Sunday. We'll talk all about it coming up in the next hour. Right now, here's Johnny Rivers, Memphis.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits from WRJN 619 on a Thursday morning, the 1st of August. We got a brand new month today. Hasn't been touched, hasn't been damaged. Let's see what we can do with this month. All right, so what's in your spam folder right now? Unless you just deleted the whole thing, it's probably filled with thousands of newsletters no one reads, junk, and lots of phishing scams. Well, this 54-year-old woman in Michigan was going through her spam folder and found a suspicious email saying she'd won a lottery prize for $200,000. Now, you and I would probably delete it and move on. She didn't. It was not a scam. She actually won a Michigan lottery drawing. Turns out, the woman had been earning what they call big cash second chance drawing entries by playing certain online lottery games, and the prize was legit. $200,000. You and I would have deleted it and moved on.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You tell him, Chris, 622. We've got sunny skies for the most part. 73 degrees now at Radio Park.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Because no matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will. Tell me what you found, girl. Who got what you?
matter what. 625 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. You know, for 57 years, WRJN was Racine and Kenosha's radio home of Paul Harvey. His new news was a staple on every radio station in the country. And later on, his incredible series, The Rest of the Story, captured our attention and inspired generations. Well, I'm not quite ready to give you the rest of this story yet, but keep listening for exciting news about something special you want to set your alarms for. Details coming up very, very soon. Ricky Nelson, 626, local news and timeless hits at WRJN with Traveling Man.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein.
You know, there are so many students studying medicine in Scotland, they say. There's now a shortage of cadavers. Are they looking for volunteers? Why are they telling us this? It's 628 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Creedence Clearwater Revival. Here's Fortunate Son from CCR.
Some folks are
Revival singing about going to war in Vietnam unless you're a senator's son, which would be a fortunate son. That's what that song's about. Hey, how about some moron news before we get to the real news this morning? A man in Maine pleaded guilty to robbing a bank through the drive-thru. He actually made the teller jam $25,000 in $20 bills into the vacuum tube system, and he did drive away with the money, of course. They got him. It's 6:31 at WRJN. Let's go to the Radio Park newsroom right now. Stuart J. Waddle's watching things for us this morning. Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddle's. The search continues for the 85-year-old woman from Waterford. Yesterday, an updated image of Karen Wandry was posted online. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a large-scale search operation underway. It includes aircraft, drones, and volunteers on horseback. People in Waterford and that vicinity are being asked to check outbuildings and to review private cameras for any sightings. Wandry is known to have walked long distances in the past, has no significant medical issues, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. A road rage incident involving a gun led to the arrest of a Racine man yesterday. Mount Pleasant police say they were called to Washington Avenue in Emmertson at around noon yesterday, following reports of a road rage incident involving a handgun. A statement says officers conducted a high-risk traffic stop arresting 20-year-old Isaac Rangel. Two guns were found, and recommended charges include disorderly conduct while armed and possession of marijuana. With Representative Todd Onstett stepping down after more than a decade, two Democratic candidates are vying for the 65th Assembly District. Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood are on the ballot for the August 13th primary. Onstett has thrown his support behind DeSmit, a small business owner and former educator. Flood, a community organizer, is campaigning on a platform against insider politics. The district will see the primary winner go up against Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November 5th general election. And the Wisconsin State Fair opens its gates today. It runs until August 11th. This marks the 173rd edition of the fair. Tonight on the grandstand is comedian Gabriel Iglesias. Also performing during the fair is TLC, Brothers Osborne, and comedian Charlie Behrens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday morning. The cherry harvest is underway in Door County. We're checking in with Jim Sequist of Sequist Orchard in Door County. His family's cherry orchard manages about 170,000 trees across 1,300 acres. And despite some early weather challenges, Jim says they are expecting a bumper crop. But like many growers, he would like to see a break from the rain. He tells us what the perfect forecast looks like for a cherry grower.
We'd love to see 5 to under 10 mile an hour winds every day, nice and cool and dry air, and I think we've had enough rain to get us all the way through harvest. It could not rain anymore and we would be just fine. And then we get a nice shower about August 15th, but it looks like it's going to warm up and be warmer. It does look like the rain might start to dissipate, but we're supposed to get 3/4 of an inch on Friday, and we'll just try and deal with that the best we can.
Jim Sequist is a cherry grower in Door County, looking forward to a dry forecast as they continue the harvest. We'll take a look at what commodity markets are doing this morning next.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers,
a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming, learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and Grassroots Policy Process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
Voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
from Chicago. Commodity markets are mixed to kick off the month of August. Cash corn down a half a penny at 382 and a quarter. December new crop corn down 0.75 cents at 399 a bushel. Cash soybeans are trading up 2.5 cents at 1031 a bushel. November new crop beans down 2.5 cents at 1020 a bushel. And cash and new crop wheat is trading up 2.5 cents at 529 and 0.75. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading down 18 cents at $20.53 a hundredweight. The September Class 3 milk contract is down 4 cents at $21.21 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to October, that contract is sitting neutral at $21.12. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
WRJN.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Because there's an expectation of fun during summer. In winter, we discuss summer with such reverence. In January, you'd think we were talking about a family pet that passed away. Remember summer? I miss summer. I have photos of summer. That's when we were a happy family. Summer's presented as a vacation. It's like a 3-month vacation for nobody but children. And who doesn't deserve a few months off after the rigors of kindergarten? I have 5 young children. During summer, they lounge around like they've just returned from fighting ISIS.
Third grade was a beast.
Summer vacation does kind of set up an adulthood of disappointment. That first job, you're like, I have to go to work in July? What is this, Russia?
Thank you.
was the first of three hit versions of that song. Robert Knight, the original air, and they had Carl Carlton and Gloria Estefan had another. I think we're due for another version of that song. Don't you think? Somebody's got to put it out there. Hey, I see Denise Richards has a new reality show coming up, and she was recently spotted filming one of those episodes with Charlie Sheen's other ex-wife, Brooke Mueller. I wonder if they'll be comparing notes on Charlie. I'm going to watch that show. That might be interesting. Cloudy chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Highs near 84 right now. There is some sun, some clouds, 73 degrees here at Radio Park. Ah, angel of the morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Members of the Racine Concert Band coming by to talk about this Sunday's Rooted in Racine Concert.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, cause you know my words I can say. I know that you've been cheating.
is Timeless Hits at WRJN, Kind of a Drag. They had a couple of hit songs, the Buckinghams. And I bet you these groups all thought they were going to be the Beatles. And more likely the Rolling Stones and last forever. The Stones started in 63, 64, and they're still doing concerts with a lot of the original members of the Stones. All right. This guy here is a window washer. Had to be rescued. This happened last Monday. He got stuck on the side of Alabama's tallest building, 450 feet up. And since he had plenty of time, while he was dangling there, he called his mom to say hi and let her know that he was dangling 450 feet up on the side of a building. And probably gave her a bit of a heart attack as well, huh?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Always remember, you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one with care in their home or the home of a family member or even in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education services and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick thought about a word you may have heard recently. Shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is when companies give us less of something but charge us the same or even more. Cottonelle and Charmin toilet paper, Dawn Ultra dish soap, Crest toothpaste, Gain detergent, Hershey's Kisses, Reese's peanut butter cups. You are not hallucinating. There really are fewer Fritos in that bag because now it has 9.25 ounces instead of 9.75 ounces in it. Now, some U.S. politicians are talking about reining in these companies. In France, companies that shrinkflate food over there, they have to say so on their packages. You know, I'd love to see that over here, too, just so I know what I'm paying for and I know when I'm paying less. If you want to help me and the millions of other Work Money members hold these companies accountable, join us. It's free. You can sign up at workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I sensed there were less Fritos in that bag. I felt that 1/100th of a pound difference. Would you ever open a bag of potato chips? I mean, it's 99% air in there. And then you get to the potato chips. It's just a couple of, you know, chips in the bottom of the bag.
W-R-J-N.
Cloudy chance of showers and thunder bumpers today with a high near 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. Low 71. Tomorrow, partly sunny. 81. Saturday, sunny. 84. Ditto for Sunday, sunny with a high near 84. Right now, we have some sun, some clouds, and 74 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Sooner or later, love is gonna get ya.
Love you've been denying.
Sooner or later, love is gonna
goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned a page, uh-huh. The miniskirt's the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh.
And the beat goes on. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Sonny and Cher, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. The beat goes on. You know, we were talking earlier about rock and roll groups that made movies. Sonny and Cher actually made two movies. They made one movie together called Good Times, and the other one was just Cher. It was an R-rated movie. She did nudity in the film, too. It was called Chastity. It was, I guess, 1969 they put that out. I don't know if Sonny directed the film or not. It was okay. I have it on DVD. It's okay. It's more of a, you know, curiosity to go see Cher acting early on in her prime, too, 1969. Wow. But then they made a comedy called Good Times. I don't think that went anywhere. Hey, want to catch a Milwaukee Brewers game this summer? WRJN Big Deals presents its first ever summer sweepstakes. Enter daily for your chance to win two club-level tickets to see the Brewers against the Cleveland Guardians Interleague Showdown. It's coming up on Friday, August 16th. Visit WRJN.com. All you have to do is click on the Big Deals tab and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. There is no purchase necessary. The sweepstakes ends on Friday, August 9th. The WRJN Big Deal Summer Sweepstakes, your ticket to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers and, of course, WRJN. You'll find us at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and, of course, the legendary AM 1400.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling back so new.
News and Timeless Hits at WRJN. Are you watching the Olympics? I haven't been watching them. I see the highlights on the news, and of course the gymnastic team. I've been watching those guys. Wow, I don't know how humans can even bend like that. Anyway, who's the greatest American summer Olympian of all time? The country voted. The winner, swimmer Michael Phelps, 19% of the vote. Simone Biles finished a close second at 16. Now, I don't know if this was after the gymnast team won their gold medal. I don't know when this poll was taken. Jesse Owens came in third with 9% of the votes. A little further down the line, Caitlyn Jenner got 3%. The most actual votes went for not sure. You know why? Because they're all good. There's no if you were bad, you wouldn't be there. So they're all good, and that's